For I've said in my word that my glory would fill this earth. And many do not understand what this means. Think about what my word reveals. For in my word it says that my Son was made flesh and dwelt among you. And those who were with him said this, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. The glory that they beheld in my Son was my life in him coming through him. Now that you have accepted my Son, think again to what my word says. It is Christ in you, the hope of glory. The glory that is in you is my life that was released in you when you accepted my Son as your Lord and Savior. For it is that life that I use to raise him from the dead. For my word says that he was raised from the dead by my glory. And the glory of my life that I use to raise him from the dead is the same glory that I released into you when you, by faith, chose to receive my Son as your Savior. When I said that my glory would be seen throughout this world, I wasn't speaking of bright lights. I wasn't speaking of angelic manifestations. What I was speaking of was my children submitting themselves to me so much, to such a level of commitment, that the glory of my life in you would be released through you and demonstrated to this world. When I said that my glory would be seen throughout this world, that it would fill this world, what I was saying was that the day is coming when I will have enough of my children so committed to me and so sold out to me that the power of my life and the glory of that life will no longer be contained by their flesh. But they will have mortified the flesh to the point that that glory will be released throughout this world. And there will be a manifestation of Christ's life released into this world as a demonstration to this world that I am God and I am the answer to every problem in life. That day is approaching because there are many throughout this world who have tired of religion and tired of religious gimmicks and tired of a pathway of religion that leads them to nowhere but more religion. And they're turning to me and they're crying out, oh God, where is it? Where is this life? Where is this power? Where are these things that we've seen in your word? And they're seeking me. And they're hungering and thirsting for more of me. And as they do, they're mortifying their flesh. They're putting to death all of those things that have held them back. The anointing that is being released in them through their seeking is breaking and destroying yokes of strongholds that have held them back. They're no longer being anchored to their religion, but they are entering into a greater depth of relationship with me. And the more that this happens, the more my glory is building up on the inside. The more my glory is preparing to be released, and even now is being released in small measure. But this is going to increase more and more and more. And this is a part of that thing that you have called the last day revival, says the Lord. The Lord says that you have asked for my will. You want to know what my will is for you, for your life. Well, I have told you what my will is. What I've spoken to you, you've not received as being my instruction. And so what you're doing is trying to go around that instruction that I gave you. And you're trying to access my will another way. Well, here's what I want you to see. I want you to see my will for your life as a road, as a trail, as a path. And right in the middle of that path is a great big rock that is my instruction for you, that was given to you. And you have stepped off the path to try to go around that rock to get back on the path. But yet, from that rock forward, lining both sides of the path, is a fence that is keeping you off that path. Because the only way for you to go forward in my will is to do what I instructed you to do. And that instruction was given to you quite some time ago, but you have rejected it. In part, you did not believe it was me. You did not believe it was even of God. Part of the reason that you have believed that is because the very thing that I have instructed you to do, the very thing that you need to do, is something that you have been taught in your past is not what you need to do or what you should do at all. But I'm saying to you, this is the sticking point in your life. And you've tried to go forward to accomplish what you believe is my will, but the instructions that I have given you are waiting to be fulfilled even now. Now, I love you, but I want you to know that a lot of the confusion that you've experienced in your mind, that confusion has come from you stepping off the path and trying to find my will in many different ways. But you need to go back to what you heard a few years ago, and you need to receive it into your life. Stop questioning me. And stop doubting me. And you need to do what I've told you to do. Now, I love you, and I will love you to the end. And all through eternity, I will love you. But as far as you fulfilling my will, you need to go back to what you received from me. And every now and then, over the years since you heard this, the thought of this has popped up in your mind. But you've dismissed it. And again, you've dismissed it because you didn't truly believe that it came from me. You didn't truly believe that it was of me. So I'm waiting. And I'm waiting to take you by the hand and lead you deeper into my will. To lead you deeper into places with me that you haven't known. But that rock is still there on that path. And you must fulfill this next step, this next instruction, in order to truly go forward. Now, I am patient. And I will wait. And I will wait and wait and wait. So if you really want to know me the way that you desire, simply follow up on the instruction that I gave you those very few years ago. Just be obedient to that. Step into it, receive it, act on it, and you and I together will go forward from that point.
My children, let me speak to you about the broken cisterns that I spoke of this morning. In the early days, you created these cisterns, and they worked. They held living water for a while. But as times and pressures of this world pressed in, your cisterns broke. And the truth became mixed in with what the world said. And you've listened to the world and you've combined it with the truth that I have given you. And I said, come out of those cisterns that you have built for yourselves and trust me. Come and drink of the living water. Come and drink of my truth. Separate yourselves.
The Lord says, this night, you have made progress. You made progress not only in my kingdom, but also against the kingdom of the enemy and the forces of darkness. Some of you, through your worship tonight, have taken back ground that the enemy had stolen from you through deception. Some of you are taking back health and healing for your bodies that were an attack of the enemy. But because of your worship, you have worshiped your way into that place of manifested healing. And you will see a change in your body. As you began to worship me, as you began to praise me, and it began to come forth from your heart, in the realm of the Spirit, that praise and worship opens a place in you that allows me from my throne to release greater glory into you and through you. And this night, as you began to worship me, that glory was released from my very throne. And it began to surge through you in this place. As it began to pour forth from you, from deep within your spirit, it became like a tidal wave. And it literally pushed back demonic powers that had been sneaking their way into your presence. The force of the glory that was released through you during your worship knocked them completely off of their feet and washed them away. They were set back very, very far. You did damage to the kingdom of the enemy this night through your worship. You were like a battalion in my army, suited for battle. And your worship became, as it were, a weapon. And you engaged the enemy in frontline warfare through your worship this night. And as you did, you pushed the enemy back. And nothing the enemy did could stop it. Nothing. There was resistance. But it could not be stopped. Because you see, the glory that you were using as a weapon, it came from me. And I cannot be stopped. So you represented me this night. And you did warfare. And in some cases, together, you literally pushed demonic powers out of the lives of some of the people here. For there are those in your midst this night who had been struggling greatly in certain areas. But you took up the standard on their behalf. And through your worship, you won victory for them. You did not know this until I spoke it to you. But this is what I observed in the Spirit. There are so few of my churches who would even take the time to do as you have this evening. There are many churches who have taken time to sing, but there are so few who will dedicate an entire service to just worshiping me, to just praising me. You have just begun to understand the power of worship. You are not in the full place yet. But if you will continue to worship me, if you will continue on this path of praise and worship, the times of my presence will become more and more intense. The times of my presence will become more overwhelming. As you begin to worship me, you are going to pass from one level of my presence to another. For you see, my presence can be accessed in greater and greater measure through your worship and through your praise. And as you do this, you're going to begin to access levels of my presence and my glory that you have never known existed. You don't even know how to talk about them. You don't even know how to teach about them because you haven't been there. But if you will continue to worship, not only will those of you who truly worship me from your heart enter into that place, but you will be able to draw others with you. There is a great transformation that awaits you as a result of praise and worship. As you praise me and worship me, I am able to deposit more of my anointing into you. You see, I look for churches all over this world who will simply give me their praise and worship. They love me. They want to serve me. But too many of them do not see the value in just coming together to worship me. And I would have you know that you are rare. It's sad that it is this way. But you are rare. You can set an example for others as you continue to worship me and as you continue to praise. You can set an example for other churches. There are those who become uncomfortable during this time of praise and worship. All they hear is singing. That is because their souls have been trained to respond to music and they have not trained their hearts to open up and worship me. But if you will press in, if you will worship me from your heart, if you will open the doors of your heart and pour out your worship to me, every word that crosses your lips coming from your heart, not just because it's the words of a song, then you will experience more of what you're seeking from me. You will experience my presence beyond anything that you have hoped for. You have hoped for much, but you see, what I have to offer goes way beyond what you can possibly imagine. And as you begin to open up and praise and worship me from your heart, concentrating on me from your spirit, lies that the enemy has spoken to you will become revealed. Because the purity of worship will expose the darkness of his lies. And there are some of you, even this night, there are lies that the enemy has spoken that are operating in your life, but you don't know it. But I tell you that for some, your worship tonight has begun a release in the realm of the Spirit to where the eyes of your understanding are going to be enlightened and you'll see those lies and how you'd been pulled in when you didn't even know it. You are in the beginning stages of the kind of worship that ushers in miracles and glory. You're at the beginning stages. Many of my churches, they're not even at that point. So I speak this to you tonight to encourage you. I speak this to you tonight to let you know that again, I am pleased with what you have done this night. I am pleased with your worship. You don't know how you have blessed me. As time goes on, you will again have more evenings of this kind of worship. And I say to you, it is possible to follow the pattern that was established in the Old Testament. The pattern wherein praise and worship was offered 24 hours a day. It can happen again. Only in the Old Testament, they praised me and worshiped me out of their soul. But you praise me and worship me out of your spirit. And I say to you this night, because of your praise and worship, it has made it possible for me to move in this place this evening. You've heard the results. If you could see in the realm of the Spirit the way that I see, you would realize just how damaging true worship can be to the camp of the enemy. I've made you more than conquerors. So rejoice this night and know that victory has been released through your worship. And as you continue to press deeper into me and make the changes that I instruct you to make, I have many things awaiting for you. There are some things that are going to surprise you. I already know how you're going to react, and I look forward to it actually happening. You have blessed me this night, and I love you so much. There are some of you who have you've worshiped yourself right out of a physical affliction. And some of you, you've been in bondage for quite some time to stuff. And this was an attack of the enemy. What I saw was like devils holding on to you, keeping you in this affliction, this problem, this strife, whatever it was. And in your worship, it was like in the glory of the worship that was produced, you weren't looking at the problem, you weren't looking at this attack, but it's like your face and your attention, it was turned completely to Jesus. And as you were worshiping the glory that it created, it was like it literally pulled you up out of their grip, out of what those devils had been doing in your life. You didn't even know that it was a demonic attack. But through your worship, that glory literally lifted you up beyond their grip. And what I saw, they were trying to hold on to you and trying to, but it got to the point they couldn't even reach you. You were lifted up beyond that thing. And that, to whomever this applies, that problem is over on a permanent basis because of your worship. Yes, it's true you don't understand this. Don't know, you really don't know fully what's been going on here. Well, the Lord wants you to know the reason that you don't know is because in the churches that you've been a part of, they've not taught about worship, they've not taught about praise because they didn't understand. The Lord says, if you truly want to understand this and what's been going on here, my word holds the answers. Twice in my word, I have emphasized that worship can cause you to break free of demonic attacks in your life. It was prophesied. Prophesied when it said that I had ordained strength out of the mouths of babes. And then my son, he re-emphasized it when he said that I had ordained praise. You see, in the days to come, for those who truly want to know and even care, there's going to be greater and greater revelation released concerning the pathetic state of my church. Millions have drifted far from my original intent. And this includes the whole concept of praise and worship. Praise and worship has evolved into a thing of singing songs. That's what you've been trained to do. Let me put it in terms you can understand. You're like monkeys who've been trained with a musical banana. You respond with the tunes and with the words because you've been trained to sing. But you don't know about worship. Now, many of you have heard some very good teaching about worship, but some of you have yet to apply it. And that is your problem. And that is something that you're going to have to deal with. And don't think that I haven't taken note of this, because I have. You've heard the teaching and you haven't applied it. And some of you are going to stay locked up in strongholds from now till the time that you stand before me unless you begin to worship me and break free of this stuff. But over the years, my church has been so far led astray, not from my son, but from my original intent for my church. And as I said, in the days to come, there's going to be greater revelation released that will expose the pathetic nature of what's going on. You're going to see just how far away that the church has strayed. Some aren't going to receive it. They're going to go back to the comfort zone of churches that soothe the emotions of their soul into believing that they've fulfilled their righteous religious obligation. But you don't know. You don't understand. You don't have a clue. Church isn't about serving me. Church is about a relationship with me. If you want to fulfill some kind of religious obligation to make yourself feel better, that is your choice. But it doesn't bring you any closer to me. There are those, even in this room now, who struggle with this thing of free worship, who don't understand about singing in the Spirit, that is, singing with tongues and singing with the understanding. You don't understand it. But likewise, you really don't care enough about me and what I've done for you to take the time to find out. And see, I am more disappointed with your lack of interest than I am your lack of understanding. Because you see, a lack of understanding can be fixed. It's just a matter of providing you the teaching, the revelation, the knowledge that's contained in my word. But it's the lack of interest that I cannot change and I cannot touch. Because that comes from you. Now, if you want to understand these things, you can. And I can tell you right now, there are some of you, you honestly think you don't need this. And that there's pride in you right this moment. There is pride rising up in you. And you're thinking that this really isn't all that important. You're even doubting whether or not this is me that's speaking to you this moment. And again, this goes back to how far away my church has drifted from my original intent. Where did I say in my word that I would quit speaking? Now hear me well. I have given to you the ability to worship me. And if you'll worship me, your life is going to change. Will you please stop worrying about what other people are going to think about you and instead focus about what I can do in you and through you. And I would say to some of you who are called children, you are so filled with pride, it's a stench in my nostrils. In human terms, a way that you can understand, you make me want to throw up. You think you're so good. Well, let me tell you something. I see everything that you do. I know every thought that you think when you lay in your bed at night. And I know your attitude. And I would say to you this night, there is judgment in store for you. Don't think that just because you're considered a teenager that you're not responsible for the things of the Spirit. Who do you think you are? Me? I find your attitude damnable. Repent. My church is not used to this. For one thing, I have churches all over this world that will never let me speak. They don't want to know what I have to say. They only want to know what man has to say. And I have churches all over this world where leadership is more afraid of the membership than they are of me. And I have churches all over this world where people won't deliver my word and won't deliver my truth. Do you think that I am in any way concerned that you would be offended by these words? Do you think I am in any way concerned that I might hurt your feelings with this? Do you not understand that when I speak this way, it's because I love you and I don't want you to step into the trap that I see Satan has set before you? I am trying to draw you back to me. I'm trying to draw you deeper into my presence. But too many of you just don't get it. Now hear me well. I love you. I love you more than you will ever know. You will spend eternity with me and still not know how much I love you. Because you do not know what it's like to be able to love with deity love. Because deity love only originates from the heart of deity. I love you so much that I would speak to you like this and to tell you about worship, to tell you about what I see in your heart. You need to understand that over the centuries I've been up here in heaven and I have watched as one after another of my children have done some of the same things that you have done to the point that they've eventually walked away from me and I've lost them for all eternity. And they will spend their eternity in torment in the lake of fire. And there is nothing I can do because they walked away. And that's why I'll take times like this when I have the opportunity in places where I can. And I will minister and I will tell you. There is so much more of me than you've ever experienced. There is so much more of me that is awaiting for you. It goes beyond anything that you've ever experienced to this point. You can get to the place if you will press into me, no matter how old you are. Even as a child, this can happen. If you will press into me enough, you can get to the point to where your flesh will feel the tangible presence of my power. You will feel it on your body working on you. You see, I've done my best to reveal my plan and my purpose in my word. But in my word, that's all it is. My words. You don't see them as spirit. And in no matter what language they are written, they simply cannot reveal the depth of their spiritual truth and reality. My words, they serve as a guideline to take you deeper into the realm of the Spirit. My word reveals what you can experience as you go deeper into the realm of the Spirit. So please, please listen to me. Worship is a mighty, mighty tool that I've given to you. It releases my glory. And it releases a realm of glory that the enemy cannot penetrate. So I call to you. I speak to you. I love you. Oh, how I love you. Please, take by faith what I have said, what I've spoken in my word. Please take it by faith and believe that it is every bit as real as I am. Trust me in this. Trust me. And step into the fullness of everything that I have to offer, says the Lord. Oh, there is an excitement around my throne. There is an excitement here in heaven. There is an excitement, and it is spreading throughout all of heaven. It's because I know the time is short. It's because I know that the days are numbered. And the excitement that is welling up on the inside of me, it is being transferred throughout all the regions of heaven. And all of those who are up here, including even the angels, they know that something is about to break loose. They can feel it because it's radiating out of me. And they are seeing the excitement that is in me. And I would have you know that there is a level of glory that is building up and building up and building up in the realm of the Spirit. And it is preparing even now to break loose into your realm. There is a glory that is building up. It's as though it is behind a door and it is increasing and increasing. And it is coming very close to that explosive flood stage where it is going to sweep throughout this world in revival. And I want you to know this. I want you to know ahead of time that not only is the glory being prepared, but right now there are armies of angels that are being prepared to be released with this glory. And they are going to work in conjunction with this glory to help you to bring about the fullness of the revival. They are right now being prepared to do warfare in the realm of the Spirit to create atmospheres for this glory to penetrate through decades of darkness throughout this world. And my light is going to be exposed to many people that you have thought may never see this glory and may never hear the gospel. But I want you to know that through your intercession, through your prayers, through your worship, through your meditation, through everything that you have done, that you are breaking through into the realm of the Spirit in a way that the enemy did not anticipate. He is being caught off guard in many areas because of what you are doing. You see, the very depth of the sin to which he has sunk has created a blindness in him. He cannot see into the depths of my heart or my mind, and he does not know what is coming. But I am telling you this night, I am speaking to you as my children to let you know that there is something getting ready to break loose in the realm of the Spirit that is going to impact the realm of the natural like never before. It has never been seen on this planet what is about to take place. And so I would encourage you this day, you keep pressing into me. Keep pressing into me because the dam is about to break and my glory is about to be released as the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Along with this, I would say to you, guard your heart and mind. For you see, after my glory is released, Satan, your enemy, is going to try to replicate it with a counterfeit glory. He is going to try to replicate it for the purpose of distracting people away from the genuine. It is going to happen within churches. It is going to happen within man's religion. And I say to you this day, oh, please listen to me. Guard your heart. Strengthen your mind with truth. Guard your heart. and strengthen your mind with my presence. Do not let yourself be pulled away by emotions that would take you to places where my truth will not be delivered. Do not let yourself be pulled away by feelings, by self-perception, by lies of the enemy. You must be rooted and grounded on the foundation of my truth. And if you will make this commitment, if you will fight that good fight of faith, it will see you through to the end. It will strengthen you, and it will be a source of strength continually for you. There are those who have made wrong decisions, and they have gone to places which cannot feed them the way that I desire to feed them, because man has put limitations in these places. And I would say to my entire body, please, I implore you, please, please establish yourself in places where my truth is being released, where my truth is being delivered. Establish yourself in those places, no matter what man may say to you, no matter what you feel pulling you in other directions. Establish yourself in places where my truth is being released, because that truth is being poured forth directly from my spirit. And it is building a thicker and thicker foundation which will not crumble, which will not fall, and which will sustain you for the rest of your life. So know ahead of time that when glory is released, Satan will try to bring about a counterfeit. The counterfeit will look very good, but it will not be rooted in my truth. Stay in the places of my truth and be established in me. And be protected, says the Lord. For it is in this atmosphere of worship that my peace is ministered to the very depths of your soul. It is in the atmosphere of this worship that the struggles you have felt inwardly can be relieved. It is in this atmosphere of worship that you can experience my peace. The peace that you need to take you from day to day. It is in this atmosphere of worship that my peace can bring about a confidence in you pertaining to your walk with me. You can create this atmosphere of peace, this atmosphere of worship, this atmosphere of my presence away from this place. You do not have to be here to have this. For if you will get alone and seclude yourself and just begin to worship me, you don't need music. You don't need songs. Just begin to worship me and pour it out from the depths of your heart. You will create around you this atmosphere of my peace and my presence. And my peace will be ministered to you. So in your day-to-day life, when those things begin to rise up, and you begin to feel the despair, turn to me. With your worship, create this atmosphere of my presence, and you will have my peace, says the Lord. The Lord said, not all upheaval is bad. He said, sometimes what you perceive as being a confusing situation is in reality a lot of ingredients being mixed together to produce His perfect will. He says that every one of you will have to go through times of upheaval so that things of your past, both good and bad, those things which need to be pruned, can be pruned. For if a bush could think, it would think that the pruning process would be great upheaval. It would appreciate dead limbs being cut off, but it wouldn't understand why good limbs are being cut off. But the reason is so the bush can produce even more. The same is true for you. You will go through times of what you call upheaval, but it's a pruning process. Now this happens as you seek me. The pruning will take place. The dead limbs are going to be cut off, but some good stuff will be cut off. It represents change in your life. But the result is going to be more of my life will be able to flow through you and produce more of my perfect will. Now, some of you are at a place of pruning even this moment. And so I say to you, be very patient. Do not allow your emotions to overwhelm you. Just seek me. Just come to me. Just praise me. If you feel you need to cry, go ahead and cry. Let the tears flow. Let them flow into my lap. I will hold you because I understand. But don't let yourself become distraught. Just stay there in my presence. Keep seeking me. And when the pruning is over, you will feel a relief. And you will know that what has happened has been good. There are some things that are going to be cut off that you don't think need to be cut off because they appear to be good things. But I need to remind you that my son went into many cities and would do many great works, but then the time would come that I would prune those cities from him to send him to another city. And there were those around him who did not understand why he was leaving one particular city to go to another, because they felt like too much good was being done. Yet it was a part of my will for him. And at times, he went through emotions of what you would call sorrow and sadness, having to leave a city that was so receptive to my ministry through him. But he knew what was necessary. Likewise, you're going to have some things cut off, things that you think are bearing a lot of fruit, things that you think are resulting in good works. And they are. There is fruit. There are good works. But I want you to know that it isn't that the good works are going to stop. They'll just be carried on in a different way. You see, my will and my plan, it doesn't always make the most sense to the human mind. And that's why you just have to trust me. So, allow me to begin preparing your heart even now. Seek me and allow me to begin ministering my peace to you in great measure even now to prepare you for this. Some of you have taken the first step into this upheaval, this pruning. And you're going to continue on through it. But rest assured in knowing, I am working wonderful things in your life. So don't you give up hope. You just stay there with me, and I'll be your comfort, says the Lord. The Lord said, just like a butterfly has to break out of that cocoon to become what it's supposed to be, there are those in the body of Christ who are in a cocoon. And before that butterfly can be everything it's supposed to be. It has to fight to get out of the cocoon. But because it's been in the cocoon, that cocoon has represented a place of safety and security. But the butterfly, as it's breaking forth, it doesn't know what's on the outside of that cocoon. It just knows it needs to break forth in order to be free. In the same way, there are many in the church, the body of Christ, who have been living in a cocoon their whole lives. It's a cocoon of religion, a cocoon of wrong belief and wrong teaching. But it has represented a place of security and safety to all who live in it. For those who want to become everything that they are supposed to be, the only way that's going to happen is if you break out of that cocoon. It is going to require struggle. You're going to have to fight to break out of it, because you're going to be fighting against the very thing that has made up that cocoon. All of those traditions, all of that wrong belief that has seemed so real and so true. But if you are truly going to become everything that I desire, and if you are truly going to be in the freedom that I paid to give you, you have to break out of this cocoon. You have to break forth. You don't understand fully the truth that you don't yet know. For if you knew it, you wouldn't be in the cocoon. But as you begin to break out, it will be like that butterfly. When the cocoon first begins to split, rays of light shine into that cocoon. The butterfly begins to realize there is more out there. And that light becomes as a magnet. It stimulates things in the butterfly, things that are designed to respond to light. And eventually it breaks forth and experiences its freedom. Shafts of light in the form of truth are going to penetrate into the cocoon. But unlike the butterfly, if you wish, you can turn the other way and ignore it. But if you will fight, compare the light to the cocoon wherein you've been dwelling, and you'll begin to see how that you've been held captive for so long in things that are not true. There are many of mine. They are going to live their entire lives and enter into eternity from that cocoon, ignoring whatever truth penetrates into their darkness. There are those who are going to experience truth, but they're never going to fully embrace it. It will be like they are peeking through the cracks in the wall of the cocoon, but never breaking forth. Then there are those who are going to make a determination in their spirit that words aren't good enough, that they are truly going to seek for God's best. Not just declare they're open to it, but truly seek it. And they're going to begin to seek and search and allow the light of the glory of my truth to begin to penetrate deeper and deeper into their hearts. There are going to be parts of the cocoon that are going to want to hold on to them, restrain them, and keep them back. And this is going to be a mighty challenge. But if you will continue to press, if you will continue to receive the truth that is revealed to you from my word, then you eventually will break free from that cocoon and you will experience the fullness of the freedom that my truth can produce for you. And you will be on the path of becoming everything perfectly conformed to my will. So I set before you this day a choice. Are you satisfied remaining where you are? Or do you truly want to go forward with me as you have said? If you choose to go forward, I will be there to help you and you'll break free and go beyond where you are at this time, says the Lord. One of the greatest battles that you will ever fight, it's with Satan. But as far as the natural is concerned, the greatest battles that you'll fight, really, in reality, it's going to be with other people in the body of Christ. Some of you are headed for some battles. And there's going to be a possibility for it to get heated. You need to begin preparing yourself now, especially through worship, to condition your emotions, to bring them into greater subjection now, so that when this thing rises up, you won't be guilty of what can be described by be angry and sin not. You won't be guilty of excessive anger. Begin preparing yourself spiritually so that you don't get blindsided by this. This is an attack. It's an attack to try and set you back in your progress with the Lord. Be very cautious that when it begins to happen, be very cautious about who's around. Because if Satan can manipulate this thing just right, he'll try to do it so that it takes place in front of unsaved people and weak Christians. The Lord said it's not wrong. The Lord said it's not wrong to stand up to authority when it's done in righteousness. He says, remember that even Jesus stood up to the authority that he was to respect when that authority crossed the line, meaning the religious leaders of the Jews. So just prepare yourself spiritually. Oh, my love. Oh, my love. Oh, how much I love you. You cannot begin to understand how much I love you. You cannot begin to comprehend how much I really love you. But my heart breaks. I see your sin. I see what you have done from my heart, from my love. I say this to you. Repent. Oh, please, come back to me. You stand guilty before me, even this day. Now I have spoken to you, but you have dismissed me. My grace My grace does not condone this sin, these things that you've done. My grace does not condone it. But many people misunderstand my grace. My grace does not condone your sin. I am not overlooking. I see everything you've done. You have broken my heart. My grace, it is not covering your sin, but it is protecting you for a season to give you the opportunity to repent. Thus far, you have not. You are dangerously close. Dangerously close to the end of my grace. What you have done, if you could see in the Spirit as I see, you would realize and understand how horrible your sin is before me. Because of what you have done, you have caused others to come to the very threshold of stepping over into an eternity without me, of crossing the line and hardening their hearts toward me, rejecting me and what I could do. Your sin has done this. And my grace will not go on forever. I am here to receive you. And that is why I am saying to you this day, in this place, please come back to me. Please repent. Please. Your heart has become calloused. But it is not beyond restoration at this point. If you will not repent, then hear me this day, says the Lord. Hear me. If you will not repent, if you refuse, get your affairs in order. Be sure that you have plenty of insurance to care for those that you will leave behind. For you see, I would rather sit on my throne and witness the destruction of your flesh so that your soul would be saved in the day of your judgment. I give you this warning today, because I love you. You are running to the edge of my grace through your sin. And I say to you, repent. Please, please repent and come back to me. I will restore you. I will receive you. I will cleanse you of that filth and that unrighteousness. You have not yet gone too far. But if you continue walking the path that you have chosen, you are headed for a destruction. I have lost many of my children who have refused to repent. I have lost many of my children who have not taken heed to words of warning that I have sent to them. And I am asking you, because I love you, please come back to me. Please come back. Repent this day. Turn away from the works of the flesh. Stop doing this. You've been blinded by your own lust and the lies of the enemy. you stand accountable before me. But as I said, all is not lost. For I have said in my word that if you will confess, if you will repent, I will forgive you and I will cleanse you of all unrighteousness. I am here this day to take you back. I am here this day to receive you and to work my restoration in you. Please come back to me. And if you do not, again I say, prepare. Get your affairs in order. Prepare for those you'll leave behind. But if you will come back, we will start afresh, you and I. We will start anew. You will be back in that place that you once held with me, back in that place of intimacy with me, and it will grow and it will increase. I will work in you to put all of this in your past, and I will work restoration, not just between you and me, but between you and those that you have hurt, those that you have influenced. I will work this. But I stand before you this day to receive you. My arms are open unto you because I love you beyond all you can comprehend. I gave my life for you. So please come back. Repent and know the joy of your salvation.